I'll bet you right here and now that just about everyone in this room has had a flat tire sometime in their lives. In fact, would you please raise your hands if you haven't had a flat tire at some time? A flat tire is not much fun. It often happens when you don't have time to spare, if you will pardon the pun. You might be in a hurry to get to work, or to a job interview, or to a medical appointment, or some other place that you don't want to arrive late. There are times that you suspect that you will soon have a flat tire. Maybe the tire has been getting lower and you have had to keep pumping in air every so often to keep it from going all the way down. Perhaps the tire is getting bald and you just don't have the money or the time to get a good replacement. And at other times, there is just no way to predict that you are going to have a flat tire. You might hit something very small in the road, like a nail or a screw, and then your tire just goes flat when you least expect it. Or a tire might have some defect and blow out without any warning whatsoever. But whether the tire goes flat when you expect it or at some other time, the tire is still flat. Some people will get out and kick the tire and curse it, or curse themselves or even God. But kick all you like, yell all you like, cry all you like, curse all you like, and the tire is not going to fix itself. Let me give you a crash course in fixing a flat tire. But remember this disclaimer. This is only an overview. You really need to consult your vehicle's owner manual for complete directions before actually changing a flat tire. As soon as you realize you have a flat tire, drive your car slowly and carefully to a place that is level, hard enough to support your car when you jack it up, and safe from speeding vehicles. You need to make sure your car is in park and put your emergency brake on. Then open up the trunk and remove the tire tool, the spare, and the jack. Next, take off the hubcap if you need to and loosen up the lug nuts. Clockwise is lockwise, so you loosen up the lug nuts by turning them in a counterclockwise direction. I sometimes will stand on the tire tool if it is one of those that have four handles or spokes to it, although this is probably dangerous and you are taking your own chances if you do this. Once all of the lug nuts are just slightly loose, you are ready to jack the car up. You need to make sure you understand how to jack the car up. Many newer style jacks need to be placed close to the tire. Older jacks are often attached to metal bumpers. Newer ones usually are placed under the side of the car, and as you jack them up, they fit around an edge on the bottom of the car. It's a good idea to check your owner's manual for this, and your owner's manual can give you far better directions on this than I can. Remember, this is just an overview, not the main course on how to do this. But just for the sake of an introduction to this, let me continue with the process. You will either jack the car up with an up and down motion on the older jacks, or on many newer jacks, you raise the car by turning a crankshaft that inserts into the body of the jack. You normally turn the crank clockwise, by the way, when you are jacking up the car. Once you have jacked the car up enough to where the tire is off the ground, then you need to take the lug nuts off the rest of the way and place them either in the hubcap or somewhere else where you can find them quickly. Using both hands, take the flat tire off and put it down on the ground somewhere close by. Then, put the spare tire on. You may have to jack the car up a little more, although with the small spare tires common in most newer model vehicles, this probably won't be necessary. If you can't get the tire on, it may be because the car needs to be jacked up some more, or it may be because the tire holes for the lugs aren't matching up properly with the lugs. Either jack the car up some more, or move the tire back and forth until you line up the lug holes with the lug bolts. Tighten up the lug nuts until they are snug, first by hand tightening and then by a little use of the lug wrench. Jack the car on down and remove the jack from underneath the car. Once the car is completely on the ground, tighten up the lugs as tight as you can. Go from one side of the wheel to the other as you tighten up the lugs until you really can't tighten them up anymore, and then check everything. If you are especially strong, be careful because you might just tighten the lug nuts up too tightly. And make sure you visit a professional tire repair shop as quickly as you can after changing a flat tire. Put up everything, the hubcap, the flat tire, the jack, and the tire tool, in the trunk. Safely start your car and get back on the road. And remember, As soon as you can, either have the flat tire repaired or replaced by a professional. You don't want to have another flat tire before you have a spare tire to use for the next flat. Now, my point really has nothing to do with flat tires, except for the fact that they are a convenient metaphor. We all have problems as we travel through life. And whether we fix a flat ourselves, call AAA, or some other road service, call for help, or are lucky enough to have someone stop and help us, we have to concentrate on fixing the flat. It's simply not going to fix itself, just like any other problem in life. God does not promise us that we will never have problems in life. In fact, He guarantees us that we will. Rain falls on both the just and the unjust, as Matthew 5, verse 45 tells us. But God will see us through any problem we have in life, maybe not the way we would like, but the way He sees best. I had a revelation the day I wrote this. We should not take good times for granted. Instead, we should view them as rewards for overcoming the problems we have in life. When you look at things this way, life has a very new and different meaning. And instead of hating the problems we face in life, we can view them as opportunities to get back on the road of life and move forward. We face many problems and hardships in life. The death of a loved one, a divorce, the loss of a job, a serious accident or illness that strikes us or someone we care deeply about. These are just a few of the things that happen to people all of the time. If you've had exceptionally good luck and haven't had to face such challenges, one of these days you will. So don't point and laugh at someone with a flat tire. Your turn is on the way. Instead, consider stopping and helping another human being if the Spirit moves you to. There are all sorts of things that we can do to help others, because metaphorically speaking, there are all too many flat tires that people have in this life. You will feel better about it, and so will the person you helped. Many years ago, I was driving to the post office. I had to take the highway to get there. Not too far from the post office, I saw a middle-aged lady with a flat tire. She had several small children with her, and they clearly didn't know how to change tires. They were on the opposite side of the highway, and I told myself if they were still there when I returned, that I would stop and help them. Sure enough, about 20 or 30 minutes later, they were still there. I didn't see her at first and had to come back around to where they were. I was very disappointed to see that no one else had stopped to help them. The lady was parked in a safe-to-get-to location, and neither she nor her children appeared dangerous. I fixed the flat tire for them and got them back on their way. I felt really good about helping them, but very disappointed that so many others had just driven by and done nothing. I realize that sometimes stopping to help a stranger can be very dangerous, but there are times that it is all too clear that no risk is involved for a good Samaritan. You have to make that decision. But when you need help, and one day you will there be someone to help you, or will they just drive on by? I want you to remember these things. Number one, when you are driving on the road of life, you are going to have flat tires from time to time. Number two, whenever you have a problem, you are not going to be able to move forward until you solve that problem. So focus on the problem until the tire is fixed and you are on the road again. Number three, the good times and smooth driving in life are rewards for fixing the flat tires in our lives and in those of others. Number four, consider how lucky you really are and help other people when you safely can. Thank you, one and all, for your time. Copyright 2009, all rights reserved. My voice print is my signature.